This has got something in it. Liberty University.
Postcards and brochures scattered the floor under the mail slot inside Karen Woodley's Milwaukee apartment. The 47-year-old single mother and former W-2 recipient says that's nothing unusual. Some days the floor is covered with mail from colleges trying to woo her 17-year-old daughter.
So this is a little pile today. Nothing for Karen, is it?
Woodley's daughter spends her nights filling out scholarship applications for college. Woodley says her daughter has a strong work ethic and strong feelings about the W-2 program.
My child says she's never going to get on it. She says she'll sell popcorn on a wagon before she mess with W-2. Now, if my child is saying that, you can imagine how I feel.
Why do you think she feels so strongly about it?
I guess she's seen all the situations that her mom went through.
Karen Woodley was on welfare before the state switched over to W-2 during former Governor Tommy Thompson's administration. On welfare, she received about $440 a month. That went up to about $670 under W-2, but with conditions. Woodley now had to sit through job training and work shelter jobs cleaning or filing paperwork in the building of her W-2 agency. The ultimate goal then and now is to get people like Woodley permanent jobs. Bob Jacobson with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says, in principle, W-2 is designed for the working poor.
The philosophy behind W-2 kind of says that's the only kind of poor we want to help.
Jacobson says it's not a bad philosophy since most people agree work is the best way to pull a family out of poverty.
On the other hand, it sort of pulls the safety net out from under those individuals and families who maybe have a pretty good reason why they're not able to support their family through work.
Karen Woodley considers herself among them. She suffers from scoliosis and had a heart attack a few years ago. She constantly tried to explain to W-2 caseworkers why she was too ill or in too much pain to work. Pam Fent with the Milwaukee-based Good Jobs and Livable Neighborhoods Coalition says those who do find jobs often work for temp agencies or fast food. She says that's the kind of work they could have found back when they were on welfare, during the days of the Aid to Families with Dependent Children program, otherwise known as AFDC.
Those jobs have always existed. The problem is those jobs don't support a family. And so women had the ability to kind of opt out of low-wage work under AFDC, and under W-2, they just don't have the option to opt out.
Fent points to a 2005 state audit finding that only 20% of former W-2 participants earned more than the poverty level in the year after they left. But that same report showed 40% rose out of poverty over the course of 4 years. Jennifer Noyes is with the UW-Madison Institute for Research on Poverty. She also ran W-2 under Governor Thompson.
Are they better off? Probably. Probably, because now they have at least run a pathway towards this concept of self-sufficiency.
Noyes says you have to look at the package of support that grew up around W-2. For example, funding for the state's child care subsidy has more than quadrupled. That package also helps people like Karen Woodley who cannot work. She gets disability pay along with extra money for her daughter. Woodley says it doesn't go far, but it helps make ends meet. She's just glad she no longer has to deal with W-2.
You know, I don't like being at home all day long doing nothing, but the beach trying to beat the system, you know, or work with the system and they steady trying to beat you. That's how I felt.
For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Sean Johnson.